On the phone with us today, pleased to have country artist John Barry joining us to talk about the upcoming show here to Washington on December 9th. John, first off, thanks for taking time to visit with us today. We really appreciate the time.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Now, tell us, for those not familiar with John Barry, I don't know how they couldn't be John, but kind of the crib note version of John Barry's story. You got started in the about mid-90s, and you had a string of great hits out of Nashville.
Yeah, I signed with Capitol. My first album came out 25 years ago next year, in 2018. It came out in 93. And I'd done several albums on my own prior to that. But I signed with Capitol, and the first album, debut album, came out in late 93. And then Yellow had some hits with Your Love Amazes Me and Kiss Me in the Car and She's Taking a Shine, Standing on the Edge of Goodbye, Think About It All the Time. There's a nice string of hits that worked out well for us. And in 95, I put out Oh Holy Night, a Christmas album, and we've been touring every Christmas, gosh, I guess since 95. This is our 21st year doing the tour. We missed 1 year along the way. I had to take a year off, had to have vocal cord surgery in 97. But we've been out there doing this Christmas tour. It's just a joy to get to do it and to share this great music of the season.
Boy, that is absolutely right, and I know everybody around this area is looking forward to it. Ticket sales are going real well, John, and I'll tell you, I've heard a lot of versions of Oh Holy Night, and it's been recorded numerous, hundreds, thousands of times, but I think that your version of that song, hands down, has got to be the best recording of that traditional Christmas favorite.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. Yeah, I love singing that song. It's always been a real special song to me, the recording that you probably play is probably the one that we recorded. It came out on the album in 1995. And that was actually recorded in June of 1994. And it was 30 days after I'd had brain surgery. And that sounds really odd, but I did. I had brain surgery on May 10th of 94. And the day Your Love Amazes Me was my first number one record. And that morning, but 30 days later, I was in the studio recording this beautiful piece of music, and it was just a real emotional time. I mean, anytime, I don't know if you've ever had any major surgery or anything like that, but it's very emotional, and the recovery time is very emotional and can be, and especially that type of work they did on me, and so to be in a recording studio recording was just, it was a very emotional day. Man, we really captured something that was quite special that day.
We cannot wait to hear it live, John. I'm telling you, the Washington High School Auditorium is an awesome venue. You will love it. It's recently redone. The acoustics and the sound are phenomenal. There's not a bad seat in the house. Now, you're bringing the full band with you, too. For those that have not experienced the Christmas show before, it's just a down-home, good old-fashioned sing-along. Everybody will know these tunes.
Yeah, we open the show. We do a set of songs I had on the radio over the years, as well as some songs off of my most recent album, What I Love the Most. And then after a brief intermission, we'll come back and do a set of Christmas music songs that almost, you're going to know almost every single song we do. We've got a few new things in there, but they're very traditional in feel, even though they're new. And we do songs the way I think most people remember them being done. I don't tend to mess with them too much. I like to do them very traditional. We've got a great band, piano player, bass, drums, guitar, violin, and my wife Robin also sings. And there's seven of us on stage, and our crew guys. It's a good tour, and we're excited about bringing it to town.
Well, we're excited to have you. I know you always do a show, a Christmas show, around this time of year in Jeffersonville, Indiana, but this will be your first time here in Washington, right?
Yeah, it'll be the first time there.
Well, we'll be glad to have you again at the High School Auditorium. Show starts at 5 p.m. December 9th. On the phone with us is John Barry, the final show in our community concert series this year. Again, just looking forward to an exciting night of great live entertainment, Christmas music, country music. It just don't get any better. John, anything you'd like to say in the closing thoughts this morning for those that have not been to a John Berry show before? What can they expect?
Well, I hope folks will come. We'll have a great time together, and it's a great night for the whole family. Bring the kids, bring Grandma. We'll have a big time.
We look forward to it. John Berry, again, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us, and we'll see you here in Washington, Indiana on December 9th.
I look forward to that. Thank you.